Achan, just now we hear sound, and it just occurred to me that when we know that it comes from this or that direction, it's thinking. But I'm still wondering whether there's any reality which can tell, can give the idea of the direction or not.
Yes, thinking.
Only thinking.
Six Taoists.
What can condition the thinking to know that it comes from there and not from
the object
there?
Yeah.
So the direction is a concept.
When it's not reality.
Yes. But if there's no reality, there'd be no concept. So what would be the reality which gives rise to the concept?
Only two kinds, that which can experience and that which cannot experience. Only two.
Just the same as we were saying yesterday about visible object, just that which is seen, but by mentioning each visible object is completely different, and because each visible object is completely different, or each sound is completely different, there are conditions to think in different ways. Sanya, to mark each object, and thinking to think in all sorts of different ways, but as soon as there's an idea of direction, then it's just thinking about what has been heard.
I can see about the different characteristics of the audible object, like different kind of sounds and that kind of things, but just for this like direction, it's only thinking, or is there any... No.
Well, the sound is exactly just the sound, just that which is heard, just that which appears exactly as it is. And then any other idea about it immediately is thinking about it. But, yeah, each sound is different from each other sound. So when the car passes, the sound is different from at this moment. But as soon as there's an idea of car sound or wind sound or distant sound, it's just thinking about it immediately. But if the sounds were the same, there wouldn't be thinking in different ways.
I'll leave it there for now. Thank you.
And so just like we said about the visible object, as soon as there's trying to kind of pinpoint what exactly the sound is, then it's not understanding the characteristic of that which appears at that moment, that which, just that which is heard.
It doesn't matter that it's a dog over there or here. It doesn't matter, the sound.
Jan, I wonder if you would just help with the description of Panya as a parami. May I just read? It's just a short description. Wisdom Panya has the characteristic of penetrating the real specific nature of dhammas, or the characteristic of sure penetration like the penetration of an arrow shot by a skillful archer. Its function is to illuminate the objective field like a lamp. Its manifestation is non-confusion, like a guide in a forest. Concentration, or the Four Noble Truths, is its proximate cause. The part that I wonder if you would comment on is that one about its function is to illuminate the objective field like a lamp.
Are we in darkness now?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that very much goes to what you often say about Panya experiences all realities except visible object. in darkness.
It understands the nature of realities.
Right. So to illuminate there is just another way of saying understanding.
Right. Mm-hmm. Opposite of darkness.
Right. And the last part where it says... concentration, or the Four Noble Truths, is its proximate cause.
For
Panya.
For Panya.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that...
Without any reality, can Panya understand anything?
And the concentration must arise with every citta.
I think that the word concentration is at moment of experiencing an object.
Yes. And the Four Noble Truths are also in terms of realities.
Now,
yes.
See?
Yes.
Not the third one yet.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting about this section on Panya is, I certainly won't read it all, and I'm sure many people are familiar with it, how it talks about how each of the paramis interact with Panya.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really happen by themselves. Yes, yes, but I suppose by just that description of when the Buddha, I forget what Udanya, had that sense of urgency, and then all the other paramis were combined to him going on to fulfill the perfection of Panya.
And what is parami in reality? Parami.
A reality.
Many realities.
Kusla. It's kusla reality.
Just kusla? Only kusla? Or more than just kusla?
I'm not sure.
Where are we now when there is no right understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Are at the other side of the sea or ocean, full of akusala. In order to reach the other side, how come? Without understanding and all kinds of parami. From ignorance to panya, see? And to that highly developed panya, which can penetrate the true nature of realities right now, as just arising and falling away.
About karma, but actually I know the answer that I'm going to ask. Anyway, I was reading about Kokalika, who spoke harshly about Sariputta and Moggallana and suggested that they actually were full of attachments, and he repeated it three times even when warned by the Buddha, and as a result on his body was covered with blisters. And then what reminded me was the little fruits the other day, jujube fruits, and then later larger balua fruits, and burst and pus and blood oozed out. He became very ill, died, and was reborn in the Paduva hell on account of having ill will towards Sariputta and Moggallana. And my question is, we know that actually the karma is the chetana, which brings the results, but we also know that there are so many unfathomable aspects to karma, such as the fact that it was on account of such great arahats that were abused on account of their qualities. So it's actually a combination of the intention, at that moment, and on account of the qualities of those who were abused. So can we say it's not just the intention, or that the intention must be stronger in that case, or just we can't begin to
can
admit?
Anything happen without the appropriate conditions?
Just the conditions, that's all. And we can never understand all the details.
I'm thinking of the paramis, because we discussed this Lucas also, what Lucas thinks about it. Do you think it's very beneficial or useful to have, well, not to have, but to develop all kinds of kusala through body, speech and mind? That is the paramis, with the idea that it is beneficial to have less defilement.
I don't know, because I don't know. I mean,
but you know,
I'm quite insensitive to samatha. I mean, to appreciate kusala, I'm quite insensitive to that kind of wisdom that can appreciate. I think if I would have a lot of kusala, I would not smoke and everything would be fine. But this panya doesn't want to appear so often.
Not thinking so much of not smoking, but like metta and compassion and patience and determination to go on developing the Eightfold Path, and not to coming to a halt halfway. That is so we read about that, that the Bodhisattva was so convinced not coming to a halt halfway, but whatever would happen in his life, he would go on developing understanding, no matter what circumstances. That is determination.
Yeah, like metta, the point is I never know when it arises. Never, because that's why I don't know how to develop metta. I know the metta, but it's so natural. Like, no rule, actually, how that it will come, it may come. Like, no, I don't know, but that's why I don't understand how to develop.
Yeah, it arises by conditions,
yeah.
And by its arising, it develops. So we don't have to think of a self who is developing it. You are right about that. By its arising, it develops. There are conditions for more afterwards, that it will arise again afterwards. So each moment is precious, each moment of kusala. And repeated what was said in Poland to her, that when you think of the benefit of someone else and you don't think of yourself, your own pleasure, it's a condition for more metta. You repeated so well what Ajahn said to you in Poland.
When what? When?
In Poland, the last bit of a conversation.
It's not what I said, it's what Ajahn said.
Yes, and then you said.
Yes, I guess I did. I put it on the... All right, yes, I did. But we can be very consumed with worry or concern about, doesn't matter what it is that we're consumed with. But the, if one is fortunate enough to have a reminder arise spontaneously or some other way, what about metta towards others?
What about metta towards others?
Well, it takes you out of if there are kusala jitas, there are no akusala jita at that time, and that helping others, considering others, is always of benefit. And I found that reminder, what about metta in times of difficulty, a very good one. Now there need to be conditions for it to arise, but that conversation, that reminder from Ajahn on that occasion.
What did Ajahn say on the occasion?
What about others? What about thinking of others? What about kindness, metta, towards others?
Because
not just worrying and concern.
Then you are not concerned with yourself.
That's
and that
right.
really
That's
helped
right.
very much. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the thinking. This is the kind of thinking that had arise for me.
Yeah,
for my husband. How can I do, what can I do for him that would make him happier and would make him so depressed or negative?
The point is, I cannot get anything now, anything. I don't understand this, really. But for me, for example, thinking about others leads to more regret. For example, I think with the worries or I think with pity, it's not actually the wholesomeness that comes, even that, you know, I can help someone, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But it may be with loba or it may be with concern, but the way of pity and or by the way of how you say not regret this when you worried about something.
Kukucha, yeah.
But in English.
Worry or regret is good.
Yeah, it's yeah. like you know.
Good,
but for me, for what helps for metta is just understanding. Because on the SG there was points for someone, people, for example, say what Ajahn teach doesn't lead to metta because there is no self. And for metta there must be concept of a being. But what I found myself, that for me metta is not like when I start to think about others, but it's just a moment.
That's
that
right.
comes without any kind of speculation or thinking,
right.
then
no.
it's gone.
So because it falls away immediately,
yeah.
so no point in thinking
and
about it.
Yeah.
But you think that you have too many akusala chitas, but
Ooh.
You forget that in between there are also kusala chitas, just for a moment. You forget that.
But Ajahn said everything to be forgotten.
Lucas, we don't want to keep you in the hot seat for too long, but
yes,
I think it's clear that you can see that not developing understanding, but understanding is the condition for metta. You cannot just decide to develop metta in isolation from panya. That's what the about paramis was about. The paramis are connected to understanding.
Yeah, it's really hard now.
Yes.
It's all my akusala, you know.
Yes.
It's hard to go out.
Yes.
That's worrying about all my akusala.
Yeah.
that's it's mine, it's taking it for self and worrying about it.
Yeah.
And trust me, I understand worry about problems.
And I think that because everyone talks about him,
yes.
so that is the concentrated yes. object for metta or anything. But I think that in a day, we don't have to think whether we have metta towards these people or not. But there must be speaking and doing and thinking. So at that very moment, even right now, who can think about whether there is metta, see? Are you thinking about having metta to this or that person? But what about the speech and the deeds? At moment when it's done, you know that it's because of such thinking. You don't have to call it kusala or akusala. It's conditioned by such moment of citta.
Speech?
Yeah. And deeds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It cannot be done without citta. So whatever is done is helpful or what you think that it's suitable to do and something like that, thinking of the others. At moment of thinking about the other, you do something and your speech is for that person to feel better or something like that. Like you see someone crying, what would you do?
Nothing.
If you can do, will you do? See? You give...
What can I do?
You give food to the fish.
Yes.
See? the deeds. So you know that it's because of what kind of citta. And by understanding that, you can see that it's lopa, attachment, or metta.
Yes.
By understanding, you have metta instead of lopa.
Yes.
When there's more and more understanding.
I have a question, Ajahn.
Okay.
Because... Yeah, it seems true. But shall I go and help?
Shall again?
Because yes, there is deeds. They are speech.
It depends on what citta prompted.
No, my citta is not.
It's not your citta.
It's not
your citta. It's just that which arises at that very moment. You feel what you call. Sympathetic or understanding or things like that towards that moment, situation. The fish does not cry and you gave the food to the fish. But if someone which is not the fish crying, what would you do? You might not think about that at all when time does not come. But when that happens, right then, it depends on citta. To understand the feelings of that who cries. In my life, what I wouldn't like to experience is crying. Because I think that that person must be very... sorrowful that it conditions such crying. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that I couldn't stand that kind of feeling for that person who cries too much for me.
And Ajahn, may I ask something?
Yes.
What citta then you have?
I felt sorrow.
Sadness.
Too much for me to have such sadness, seeing someone cries brokenheartedly or something like that.
Think, you know, gentle speech, kind speech can be with metta. And you don't even have to be talking about metta or whatever to do it, but its opposite would be harsh speech. So at the moments of gentle speech, there can be moments of kusala, of restraining from harsh speech. For instance, you're talking about being worried and concerned, and you're still able to utter gentle speech. Barry.
Yeah, for me, when I talk, it's always a kusala, but when I do not talk, it's kusala. Yeah, really. Yeah, it's like something like this.
Please talk a kusala.
Give us a little kusala demonstration.
No, I mean, always when I say something, it's a kusala, but when I don't speak, it's sometimes maybe, I think, like restraint from then.
Yes.
Talk to a cat or a dog. See? With kusala or akusala? Usually, I think, with kusala. Like, how are you, or something like that, see?
Lucas, Ajahn just said a few moments ago about how all the focus is on you. In actual fact, considering Kusra and Akusra is applies
to all of us.
To all. Yeah.
But Ajahn not is very good.
Sorry.
The you talk about me, then I stop listening.
Yes, yeah? That's right. Yeah, exactly, that's exactly, good. And that's why, in some ways, it's better to keep bringing it back to. This is.
Let's talk about
that. I think it is important to remember when actually Lucas made this point that it is just about dharmas. It's not Lucas's accumulations or my accumulations or anyone's, because it's just dharmas and those that have gone have completely gone, as he mentioned, and it's just realities which appear now. And it may be that metta doesn't appear now, but visible object may appear, or sound, or hearing, or seeing. So whenever we start thinking about Lucas's accumulations, we forget all about dharmas as anatta too.
Do you have all kusala citta? Want to try helping now? I start asking.
You know the answer.
Yes, you have.
And what's the answer?
We do not have all kusala jitas. There are not all kusala jitas.
Not many.
That's right, not many. We live in a sea of akusala.
But I, for example, it's good to read suttas. That's good reminder from time to time. Like, everyone is born with axe, like a speech, that it may harm very, very severe. So that's like a bit, maybe consideration that to restrain or not harm others. Yeah, for me only suttas are a reminder, a good reminder, not the particular way. Sometimes.
Ajahn, you said something earlier when Maeve was reading out from the definition, an explanation of Banya from the book, and about the Four Noble Truths. You said something about the first and my memory is correct, the first and second now, but not the third.
What's the third?
Anatta.
Nibbana.
Okay. Parinibbana. Yeah.
Nibbana.
Nibbana. Okay.
It seems like there's all this information, jitta, all the jetta seekers, all their functions, a lot of, I guess, intellectual understanding. But I guess the missing factor is to really know them is panya. If there's no understanding of those realities, then they just remain like a bunch of intellectual information. I mean, we talk about jetta seekers. Sanya has the function of marking, vitaka. We talked a lot about vitaka, sanya. And yet it still seems like it's me, it's objects, it's, I guess it's just, there's no real understanding of these realities.